He's a singer, he's a radio presenter, a double denim wearer, and is now today sporting a hat that his mum allegedly won in a drinking competition. It is Brendan Anakin.
We can only speculate.
Yeah, we can only. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Brendan. It's great to have you back.
I love being here. Thank you, Snitch. Thank you, Linz. And thank you for having me on the... I love the title of your podcast, Salafat.
Have you forgotten it? Yeah. We weren't saying it for a while.
I love Salafat.
Salafat, you love it.
Anything with FAP in the acronym, you know it's going to be a good show.
You know what? It's great. You remembered it.
Yeah. And can I just paint a picture? It's Sunday. It's quite hot, like... There is some tropical heat happening outside.
It is
so
humid.
We've taken refuge in Snitch's basement, tied up to a chair for some reason.
Yeah.
I've been told the safe word's giraffe. I don't know what's going to happen in this podcast.
Well, it's pretty similar, actually. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Actually, no, funnily enough, we're going to start off with a little game for you.
I love
which
games.
Similar. Game.
Games are fun.
Yeah. It's a little less kinky, a little less Jules-ish, as we like to say on the show. By the way, Brendan also works on the Highway Patrol with me. So
yeah, man. Look at you. Your career is exploding at the moment.
I am, yes.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's the everywhere man. I believe that you might be the next Rove. I'm just putting it out there.
You might
Rove
be.
Rove McManus?
Yeah. No, Rove my mate Rove.
Nah, another Rove. We met on the street on the way here.
Have you ever met anyone else called Rove?
Yeah, I can't say I have either.
Is that his real name?
Is Rove his real name?
I think it is.
Can we ask
Rove McManus?
Yeah, can we give him a call?
Bring Rove up.
Yeah, bring him up.
Go like, Rove, is that your real name, mate?
I know, because every time I look up Rove, then the Karl Rove comes up, then I realise that's his last name. But Karl Rove is like a US senator.
Yeah, politician. Yeah,
there you go.
So there's a guy with the last name, but not first name.
That's
so,
a fun fact.
But for a real fact, but for you
you've got the looks, you've got the talents, you could pull it off.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I love coming in here because it's always, you're always so complimentary.
It's compliment central.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, we're only just building you up so we can just chop you down for the end of the podcast.
Oh, we're just going to hang on to you. When you fly up there in your career, just remember us. We'll still be here.
Hopefully you'll be hanging on to my coattails.
We like to try.
Back down to earth.
Yeah, we're good at that. We're much heavier than you as well. Which is helpful.
But let's start with the quick questions.
Yeah,
so you have to choose between them.
Okay.
Yeah, so straight on, very quick, like word association.
Yep. I've done plenty of this in therapy.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You're going to need to do a lot more.
You don't know if I've been to therapy or not. I haven't. That was
haven't?
A joke.
Yeah,
but your nervous laugh was funny.
Was just like,
Did we cool. Do we touch on that?
He's, like, he's a psycho. Get him out of here. Let's wrap this up. It's great to have you.
I haven't been to therapy.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I haven't either.
It's a little bit awkward.
Have we been to therapy? Have you been to therapy?
You and me, like podcast therapy.
Yeah, you're like both of us, like couples therapy.
No, not yet. Soon,
feel like I'm
after this podcast, we'll need it.
Okay, I watch a lot of Frasier. Does that count as therapy?
Kinda.
I think I'm a therapist now because...
That's pretty close. Yeah. I mean, you've been mistaken for an architect.
Why
not a therapist?
I'll tell you that story later. Have I told you that story?
Yeah, I don't think you've told us on the podcast. So
good, I'll tell you that story
later. Let's talk about that later. Yeah. Let's do the quick questions first. Let's get into it.
Okay, good.
Go, Lindsay.
Converse or Vans?
Vans.
Vans.
Scrunch or fold?
Scrunch.
Oh.
What do I do?
Oh, no. The pressure's on.
How do I shit? I think it's scrunch.
Think it's scrunch?
Yeah, it's scrunch.
Are we going to have to go try and find out?
No, scrunch. Everyone to the toilet.
Bring the camera. Mario or Sonic?
Sonic.
Ooh. Mac or PC?
Mac. I had a PC as a child, but now Mac.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
just converted. Pokemon or Digimon?
Pokemon, all
Pokemon,
the way.
Yes.
Girls or boys?
Girls.
Oh, there we go.
I'm glad you didn't slip off on that one.
So I'm not sure.
Finish the cock. Oh, girls.
No, yeah, I meant to say girls, guys.
I am a boy. Women.
Now tell us, speaking of girls.
Was that quick questions?
Yeah, that was quick questions.
That was quick questions, all over.
Wow, I forgot to mention how many there were. There was three each.
Yep.
So we're done.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. If we might think up some later.
Yeah, you passed the test.
Quick fire.
Yeah. Well, you got to put you under pressure in here so we can really squeeze it out of you.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of girls, you mentioned that you had been once misappropriated as an architect.
Oh, yes.
Is that true?
Tell us the story.
I was invited to a showing at UTS. One of my friends is an interior designer.
As you do.
And she graduated and she was showing everyone her work. And she said, Brendan, come down. Come and have a look. So I said, yes, I will do that. So I dressed up very nicely because I thought it was, you know, a bit of an event. And it was. Yeah. Everyone was, you know, tucked in shirt.
Nice.
Jeans.
Yeah. So
that sort of business.
Looking the bit.
Right, I was looking pretty suave. Dapper. I think I was referred to at one point by myself.
I was like, looking in the mirror, you look dapper today.
You are a handsome gentleman, Brendan, said Brendan. Yeah. I was writing my novel. Yeah. It's in my memoirs. And she was showing me around. And what I was doing was just trying to be funny because, you know, pretty girl.
So let's say you were interested in this lady.
No, it was just friendly.
Were you just teasing a little bit? A little bit of flirting here and there?
Were you just testing the waters with your tippy toes?
Oh, yeah, I was just testing the waters.
That's
like having a bit of a tease. Yeah. And what I was doing, I was gesticulating a lot, of course, with my hands, this, that. Yep. And from a distance, I can see how someone must have thought I was being serious in what I was saying. But really, so you're seeing this, just me moving my arms akimbo from across the room.
Swinging them around.
But my voice is going, stairs are useful. And getting to
the top.
Down
or up. Up. Down. Yeah, there we go.
Hey,
multiple uses.
Bathroom, that's...
That's where you get
gotta poopy. Go, gotta go somewhere. But and from across the room, everyone's going, this guy, who is this guy? Yeah. I've never seen this guy. And my friend got a text the next day. Who was that architect you were with?
And the thing is, like, you look very young. Like, you're a young dude. You're only 22.
Yeah.
So they're thinking that not only are you an architect, you're a very... young architect.
Yeah, they think I'm some sort of savant.
Yeah, some savant that's just
in the architecture
his
industry.
Way through architect school.
And she said, and she played along. She's like, oh, he's, you know, an up and coming architect in the Sydney metropolitan area.
Here we go.
He's also a history buff and designer and things like that.
So I like this girl because she lied for you.
Oh, she's great. She's great. And she was like, and the guy texts back, yeah, we thought so.
Yeah.
Now, what all the listeners want to know, did you score points with this girl?
No.
No.
Oh, it didn't work out. They didn't score points.
Just all friendly. Oh, it wasn't anything. It was just all friendly.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of see what happened, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a little disappointed you weren't an architect, you know.
Maybe.
She was the only one that knew the truth.
That most girls are disappointed. What do you do? I do radio. Oh, you're not an architect.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, radio. Get out of here.
Get out of my bathroom.
Now, a quick question.
Yeah.
Because you're younger than us.
Yeah, okay.
And you're kind of a little bit more childish, I would guess.
Childish?
Okay, that was a bad segue.
That's the wrong adjective. Youthful, I think, is what you were looking for.
Okay, let's go. Let's go back to your childhood, okay?
I had a great childhood.
What was your favorite and craziest toy you had as a kid? What was your prize toy?
My prize toy.
What was it?
I remember one Christmas, I used to love Power Rangers.
Power Rangers!
I used to love Power Rangers. And who was your favourite Power Ranger?
My brother had the green one, but I like the red one.
Okay, who did you like?
Okay, well, this is going to be...
Oh, the non-believer!
No. I was going to say that.
He's a Ninja Turtle boy.
I was going to say this is going to be stereotypical of me because I have been, to put in absolute words... have the yellow fever. So I was a friend of the yellow Power Ranger.
That's fair enough.
Because she was the Asian one.
Because she was the Asian one. Because you enjoy...
Yeah, no, choose your words carefully.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Enjoy the company of Asian women.
Yeah, it's true. I do. I find Asian women attractive.
And that's fine.
I don't think that's a bad thing to say.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, but people like always tiptoe around it. Why? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Because I find sort of, you know, South American, Mediterranean women sort of...
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, ethnically...
Yeah. Well, did you hear this, actually? Funnily enough, David Jones, the new model for David Jones, taking over Miranda Kerr, is half Asian now.
Really?
So there you go. Because people are starting to get a little bit more of a taste for the ethnic side of the ladies.
I love the ethnic side.
Yeah,
Because my dream is to go to Greece.
Oh, really?
And just bed women.
Oh, and just plant
that is my dream.
Sow your seed. Yeah,
spread your seed about.
Mediterranean women.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
Greek women.
It's got
to
be.
Not just go to Greece and just meet up with some Australian Yeah, how about it?
Someone on Contiki.
No.
Yeah, because I was going to say that's pretty easy to do in Contiki if you want to go across there. I can sort you out with someone.
Very much so.
I know someone that can do that for you.
Thank you. But getting back to your question.
Yeah.
Yep. Blue Power Ranger was my favorite.
Blue Power Ranger.
Because he was a bit nerdy.
Yeah.
He was a bit more like me. Because Red Power Ranger was cool.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand because you sort of look like the Blue Power Ranger, Lindsay.
Your glasses, we can all dream. Just like Captain Planet, the guy with fire, the red guy. He looked kind of cool. He was the American.
But he actually more looked like the guy with the monkey.
Yeah. Heart. Suckiest one.
I remember one Christmas, I really wanted a Megazord.
That's the thing that they drive around, right?
It
wasn't the big red car. Like the Wiggles, no. It was sort of what they formed.
Yeah.
So they would get together.
Like almost like a transformer, almost.
Yeah. And they all formed in it. But this Megazord, it was like, I'm using this. I'm just gesticulating
about
here.
2 feet tall?
Yeah, okay.
I'm
not good at units of measurement. So I need you to, so it's about 2 feet.
Yeah, 2 feet, yeah.
And it was sold out everywhere. And but mum and dad didn't let me know because I was under the impression I was going to get a Megazord. Megazord is happening, and mum and dad couldn't find it.
Oh. And you know, oh my God, your parents just lived Jingle All the Way, the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They did.
Has anybody seen this?
I was appropriated into a movie later.
Holy
on.
Hell.
Yeah.
Is your dad Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He is. He's built like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I could hear the Austrian. Just a little bit of the accent.
There's a bit of Austrian in there. And yeah, but last minute they managed to get a Megazord.
Oh,
and all was well. And yeah, because I didn't know. They told me the story later on.
It's a Christmas miracle.
That is a Christmas miracle. That is fantastic.
For me, it was just a Christmas necessity. Yeah. It just had to happen. But for them, it was a Christmas miracle.
Have you still got the toy?
No. It's, I don't know where it is. It might be in storage. We've moved around a bit.
You better have that in storage because that could be worth a fair bit of money now.
Maybe.
Power Rangers is a fairly lucrative business to be in.
It used to be.
Yeah.
And then they changed.
Yeah.
You know how they got the different sorts of...
Didn't one of them die?
Probably.
Oh. I'm pretty sure one of them did. No, I'm not even making that up.
Snigger afterwards. Hey, guys, didn't one of them die?
Yeah.
Remember when he fell to his death? That was fucking...
Died on the set.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, these things happen on set sometimes. You know?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Although, I don't know if you've got any robot stories of robots that you had as kids.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do. You've got one. And funnily enough, I have one as well.
What do you have?
Your robots.
Yeah. I used to have this old school robots from like the 80s, right? Which I got off my uncle.
Yeah.
Just as a secondhand thing. And it looked bitchin'. It wasn't as big as your Megazord.
Was it number 5?
It was about a halfway.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
It wasn't as big as your Megazord.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it got the job done.
They always do.
You know, it's not the size of the robot. It's what it does, right?
Well.
Yeah. And this one actually did something pretty friggin' fantastic.
What did it do? Did it guard your room?
No, it didn't guard my room.
I love those ones.
What kind of amazing robots did you get?
There was a robot that I really wanted in the 90s that guarded your room and used to like in the commercial, the dog would come to your room. It would like go away, and shoo the dog away. It was like the best bitchin' robot
ever.
Don't
come in here. Yeah.
Dog, don't go in here. You don't want to see this.
This is masturbating.
I would still use it today.
But I had this robot, right? And the one feature that it had was that it could make smoke. And come out the top of its head,
well,
right?
That's just
no. But you used to put
dangerous.
This oil. Yeah, no. But that's why it was from the '80s, right?
Okay,
it was a very dangerous toy. So you put a little bit of oil in the back of it, and it would create this smoke out the top.
Mm.
But I had this thing that I liked playing with my toys underneath my bed.
Oh,
so I'm underneath my bed playing with this toy with all the smoke coming out, and then I kind of crawled out from underneath the bed at one point and went, Mum, Dad, I don't really feel that way. So I basically gassed myself.
You had
my toy robot.
Under your bed.
Yeah,
that is nuts.
My bed. There you
go. Did your parents ever think like your room was on fire or anything like that?
No, I mean, they knew that it did that. They just didn't expect me to take it under my bed and use it.
They would have thought you were wiser than that.
Yeah, but I was not.
We've raised a smarter child than that. No, we haven't.
No. Take the robot out of his mouth and let him be. But then again, I didn't have a robot like yours. I mean, I can't imagine the accidents that you could have with a robot guarding your room.
Oh, I mean, that would be so much fun. I wish I still had it. Could I pay you to dress up as a robot and just guard my room?
I feel people would start talking if you paid me to dress up as anything. No?
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually quite
Brendan's
a serious
nodding.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to laugh at that. I would be worried.
Yeah, okay, let's not do
okay,
that.
Fair enough.
Have you ever dressed up as anything, Brendan?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you ever been a mascot?
Actually, yeah, I used to be the mascot for my high school.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know why, but I knew that somehow. We've never spoken about it, but I could see in your eyes.
I was the mascot for Barker, the Barker Bears.
Wow, you went to Barker.
I was a bear. Sorry?
Wow, you went to Barker.
No, at my house, my sporting house was called Barker.
Oh, okay, not
Barker
the school.
Boys.
No.
Oh, I was
going
to say.
I went to Broughton Anglican College, which is out in Menangle,
right
in
here.
MacArthur. And, it was an Anglican school, as I said, and so our houses were named after reverends or some shit. I don't know.
I
didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
And I was in Barker, and our mascot was a bear.
Okay,
and
right.
One of the sewing teachers sewed me a costume to wear to the sports carnival, and I was a bear, and I competed in things as a bear. And
so you did the run
the
against the other mascots?
Yeah.
Oh,
guess who won?
Barker the bear?
You bet.
Nice.
I think my memory's hazy. I'm sure I would have.
It was very hot.
I would have been in the top three at least.
Did you do any kind of silly acts like doing dances or sexual innuendo in the bed?
And this was before the time of the morph suit, so I didn't look like a dickhead.
Oh, that's good.
It was just a guy doing a bit of whimsy in a bear suit, and it was good. Not oh, that guy's a bit. pedophilic. I can't see his face, yep. and he's you know, he's dry humping the air essentially, and I don't want that.
No,
fair. My face was visible at all times.
Yep. Sweating profusely.
Yeah. I was just a big sweaty swampy bear.
I'm assuming that it was being held in the summer, right? Most carnivals, as they are. Okay.
And one time I went to a Harry Potter party.
Oh yeah, here we go.
And have a guess at what I you won't guess what I dressed up as. Both of you have a guess.
See, I've only read the first two books.
A griffin.
Very good. If griffins were in it.
Yeah, there's Gryffindor, Snitch. Come on, get it together.
This was fun.
He's walking out. We've got to walk out.
I'm pretty sure Griffins are in that.
No, there's no Griffins.
Gryffindor is the
Gryffindor
house.
Gryffindor is the house.
Yeah, but isn't the mascot for Gryffindor a griffin?
Yeah, well, probably, but that's the make-believe Harry Potter.
It's in there.
Oh, well, okay, sorry. Yeah. It's like Peter Pan, like boats fly. Yeah, that happens. Just because we have a story about it.
I feel like it's Lindsay's time to guess now.
Yeah,
okay, I've embarrassed myself enough.
You idiot.
Hang on. Let's think about this. Dobby?
No, good guess, though. Yeah. I went as the Sorting Hat. So essentially what I did was everyone sort of just dressed normally. Actually, I had an Asian friend, a male who dressed as Cho Chang. So you were like,
oh,
that.
There you go.
And so anyway, I dressed myself in all brown, mm-hmm. and I just put a hat on.
Yeah.
That like a proper sorting hat. Yeah. And I just walk around all night touching people. Saying,
Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff.
Oh, yes.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor to people I like, Hufflepuff to people I thought that were just average.
Yeah, just didn't deserve it.
Yeah, Ravenclaw. Slytherin for the people I hated.
Yes, exactly.
Ravenclaw for the smart people.
Yeah, there we go.
But no one wants to be in Hufflepuff.
Yeah. So, funnily enough, that's my favourite house, Hufflepuff.
Because
it's the middleman's house, you know, it's the everyday
man.
I enjoy it. Whatever.
I want the glory.
I want the glory of
Gryffindor.
Yeah, you know what the weird thing about the Sorting Hat is? Doesn't the Sorting Hat like whisper in their ears and stuff as well?
It does.
Did you go around and whisper into people's ears while you were doing that?
I did.
Like, where do I put you?
Where do I put
your full body?
Because it was a party. We need to remember it was a party.
That would be the greatest.
I did not get laid.
The Sorting Hat didn't get any action that
night. I was dressed as a hat.
Let me guess. Did you keep your hat on?
Hat was on the whole night.
Yeah. Mm. But Dobby, he got action.
Yeah.
Oh, Dobby. No one dressed as Dobby. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't Dobby just wear a couple of rags?
Yeah, something like that. I would have done that.
Yeah, you would have, wouldn't you?
Just
Dobby wasn't quite as hairy as you, though.
That's true.
And he was a very submissive character. You don't want that at a party.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get that for you. I'll do this. I'll do that. That's
you wouldn't be able to talk to anyone until someone gave you a sock anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hey, I do know my Harry Potter, guys. Sorry, I'm just trying to back up the whole Griffin comment.
Get out of here.
You deemed yourself
you
snitch.
Nerd.
Very good.
I got there. What about reading? Do you read much? I know you've read Harry Potter, obviously.
Yeah, I used to read a lot as a kid, and I stopped, and I don't know why, because I love...
Porn.
I still read plenty of that.
I thought that just slipped out.
I still read plenty of that. Actually, upstairs, when on our show, Merrick and the Highway Patrol, Rachel reads Story Time. And so it's my job. Part of my job description is to go down to the local newsagents and buy a pornographic magazine every week.
Oh. Do that. There you go.
But Rachel keeps them just in case there's another story or we can't get down to the thing. So sometimes I just...
Just peruse.
Just have a flick through that. Because I'm usually here.
You are late. You're fairly late.
Yeah. Yep.
Just have a read. The articles are very interesting.
I actually wondered the other night, because both you and I work on the football here fairly late as well.
Yeah.
And I'd walked out of the building and I'd been like, hey, see you later, Brendan. You're still here. And you're sitting at your desk. And I remembered I forgot something. Mm. And there was something in the back of my mind. I'm just like, oh, I hope he's not wanking when I get back up.
I just finished.
Just okay.
Yeah,
you were just cleaning yourself up.
Does
and just
not
like,
take
oh,
long.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry, I got a bit of a sniffle.
Well, watch out for these tissues.
I wouldn't touch them. But I got an iPad for Christmas, and of course it has the sort of iBooks section, because I find I like the tangible when I buy music, and we can talk about music later. But when I buy music, I like the tangibility of the CD and, you know, the booklet and things like that.
Yeah.
But books are just a punish. Like, they're a long one. Yeah, they're uncomfortable.
You got to turn them and... You
got to turn them,
hold them.
This page here. So on my iPad, I bought a whole bunch of books and I read them over Christmas and stuff. Have you ever read Agatha Christie?
No.
Can't say I have actually.
I like Agatha Christie.
It's good.
It was a crime, it was a crime novel. I think she just wrote crime novels. That's not a scoop.
I was under the impression that was what she did.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
It was, have you seen that Family Guy episode where they go to the house in the middle of, it's like an hour long episode, and they all die off one by one?
Oh.
No.
Oh, well, it's based on that.
Okay.
It's called, and then, I think it's, and then there went none. That's what the book's called. Anyway, I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Are they kids when they do that? They're not kids, no.
No.
No, that's another episode where they go film the haunted house and say that's a Little Rascals one.
Yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
I saw it. I saw the comic approach to the book, and I was like, this is probably a very good serious book. And it was. It was great.
Oh, sweet.
And as a kid, I used to like Charles Dickens as a kid. Oh. I used to read a lot of Charles Dickens.
Hello. Hello.
Here we are. Yeah.
Somebody was in the advanced English class.
He was.
Yes, yep. He was.
He was, and he was very good at English.
Extension one?
No. I started doing extension, and I was like, this is balls. I don't know. So I finished extension and just did advanced. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, yeah.
What about you, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Aren't you a teacher? Shouldn't you be advanced at everything?
Nah, man.
I believe that's how teachers work.
I'm bloody hopeless, man. When I was 8 years old, I could not read or write. So I was really behind the eight ball. Yeah, yeah. Dead serious. So I couldn't read properly when I was 8 years old because I got lost in the gaps.
Did you call the reading and writing hotline?
I should have.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6. Something like that. I don't know.
Couldn't even remember those numbers to call. I don't know which one's which. Bloody useless I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a little bit of an insight into Lens as well.
There we go.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So now I'm on podcasting, hopefully on radio one day.
But now you're like a scholar.
You're
a teacher.
I'm a teacher now, so writing essays and all that kind of stuff at university, teaching kids to write. Yeah.
That's quite an amazing story.
So a big turnaround, which is...
You're proud of yourself? You chuffed?
I am proud of myself, actually.
Be.
Thanks for asking,
man.
That's
great.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good story. It's a feel-good story.
It is a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure the kids are doing pretty well as well, right?
They're all failing.
Okay.
They'll
get there.
I'd just like to, just to make sure, you know.
Eventually.
Not fired yet.
We do a lot of outside time, a lot of play, a lot of bull rush when we should be doing maths.
There's a lot of off-task activities we do.
Funnily enough, Lindsay and I were talking about this earlier. Do you remember silent reading in primary school?
Yeah.
Was that just a jip? Because I only had one teacher that did it. And Lindsay didn't have any teachers that did it.
I didn't have any silent reading. What I've noticed as a teacher
is
that when you reflect and when you're actually doing all these activities, is a lot of it is time wasting. Sometimes you don't have any activities planned for the kids, so you just come up with things like silent reading.
Okay. Don't you have a syllabus?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm not a teacher.
That's a guide.
That's a guide of the activities you should be doing. I'm pretty sure a syllabus is. The definition of which is in the dictionary.
They're going to change it next year anyway, so it's not really worth sticking to it.
I mean, it's pretty much the same three things, isn't it?
Just slap on a video, they'll learn something.
Get the AV kids in.
The AV kids, bring in the TV guys.
Yeah. I believe that's still a thing, isn't it? It's more projectors these days.
Yeah, it is projectors. Smart boards.
Oh, smart boards?
Smart boards.
What's that?
It's basically an overhead that you can actually tap and stuff.
Smart boards were coming in as we were going out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And all the kids from year 9 have laptops now. So
we just had overhead projectors. That was it. That's what you dealt with.
Yeah.
Back caught up with that.
Yeah, all manual.
Yeah, chalk and talk.
Yeah. And I was actually one of the TAC boys that carted the giant CRT monitors around in the rooms.
Really?
Yeah. It's true. True story.
I was that guy that pretended to copy off the projector and then freaked out when they turn over the page.
Oh, yeah. I hated that when they moved it up.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until that slide turns over. You're like, no!
I hate those kids. I hate those kids so much. Everyone else has done the work.
That was
There's two kids that haven't finished, so everyone has to wait for them.
That was me.
I hate you.
Okay.
Sorry. It's got me all rolled up now.
He's just going to let his anger out somewhere.
Yeah. Odd thing to say to someone you've invited on your show. But that's okay. I got through school, not because, you know, from copying. So I had a photographic memory.
Yeah.
I still have a photographic memory.
Is that a real thing? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a really good visual memory.
Yeah. So, I mean, it didn't work with maths or anything like that, but, you know, I can remember words. I like learning words. So, you know, you see a word, you just remember what it means. So I got through school doing that.
Right. So did you get, if you don't mind me asking, what were your marks like? Were you,
my marks, I ended
pretty
up.
Good?
Yeah, I could have, like I tried. I could have probably tried harder.
Could you tell us your UAI?
My UAI was about, 75?
Oh, well, better than us. Yeah, yeah. We both scored 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think we've had anyone in the studio that has been worse than us. So
no,
there you go.
So we're pretty bad.
I mean, that makes a statement about us and also about how smart our friends are.
Yep. I don't know. You can't really be disappointed. I put in as much effort as you could to get 75.
Exactly,
yeah. But I excelled at, music and drama and all that sort of stuff. I was band-sixing that.
Yeah, well, that's the reason probably why you didn't get the very high marks is that you chose the creative subjects that don't do very well.
And I did ancient history, and I liked ancient history, but it was one of those ones where all your best friends were in the class.
Here we go.
Can I tell you my ancient history story?
Yeah, tell us.
I was in, there was history one, history two. I was in history two. I shouldn't have been. It was very good.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And excelled in that class, and I demanded a transfer because we had this shitty teacher. I didn't like him. And I was like, let's get moved up. Let's go. Because all my best friends were in this top class. Okay.
Yeah.
So did really well on the exam. They're like, yeah, you can go up to Mrs. Ward's class. I knew I was going to tell this story today. I had to call my friend on the way here to remember her name because I, for the life of me, couldn't remember my history teacher's name. It was Mrs. Ward. So Mrs. if you're Ward. Listening, Mrs. Ward, I remember you
there
now.
There you go. Okay.
That was just a write-off for a couple of years. We formed our own model UN.
That's cute.
It was cute. It wasn't really kosher. We shouldn't have really formed it. We were very vocal about it. It wasn't legitimate by any means.
You started your own rebel UN.
Model UN during regular class time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Where we would adopt our country's accents and just use them the entire time.
Just got very racist very quickly. Yeah.
What country were you?
Double periods were a punish in the class. What country was I? I was Albania.
Albania. What's the accent there?
Can you do it?
You know what?
Take us back.
I never learned how to do an Albania accent, so it was always just changing, but it was sort of like, what did I used to say?
Well, you'd probably adopt in native Austrian, wouldn't you? Arnold.
It was Albanian.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Oh, that's
it. But it is not like that. It's sort of like a French. I sort of went, I don't know what it is.
French-Russian kind of mix.
Well, no one knows really what an Albanian sounds like.
Nah,
I think
you get away with anything, really.
It kind of sounds like a Frenchman that's given up.
Basically. Yeah, he has. Yeah. On life.
I don't even know.
So, yeah, I was Albanian and there was Ukraine and others.
So the Balkans kind of area. Those kind of countries.
Are you good at geography?
I'm a geography teacher, yeah.
Man, I am shit.
No, I mean, I'm pretty shit too.
I thought Myanmar was in Africa the other day and I had to look at a map. Apparently it's not because Myanmar, of course, was Burma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
It was.
And it is located in Asia.
Mm.
So
yeah, there we go.
For all you geography buffs listening, I know that much.
There you go.
Geography.
Honestly, even I knew that, and I am the worst geography person I know out of anyone.
Let's ask a geography question, see if I can answer it.
Okay. I don't know enough about geography to ask a question about
We're all pretty dumb at geography.
I wish I could ask you that Myanmar question.
Yeah, damn it. That would be the perfect question.
Yeah,
What continent is Fiji in?
It's not part of a continent.
Very good.
For the listeners out there, Brendan just shrugged his shoulders. Well, I didn't know that either.
You could have fooled me.
You could have said it was in the middle of America.
It's part of the Oceania region, isn't it?
It's part of that region, but we're on like a tectonic plate, which is called the Oceanic Australian-New Zealand tectonic plate, and it's part of that plate,
okay.
I guess you could say. Except New Zealand's kind of on the edge of it. Actually, it might be just off that. It might be part of the Pacific plate.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sweet.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Geography facts.
Yes. There we are. Geography facts with Lindsay Price.
Tell us a couple more. What's your favorite geography fact, Lindsay?
What was I teaching the kids today? Gradient of hills and slopes.
Oh, wow.
That was.
Nah, I don't want to hear about that.
And local relief and aspect.
I know about that.
Yeah?
I know about gradients.
Yeah, because you're an architect, like obviously.
Well, that's what gave it away.
Yeah.
What are they called? Topographic.
Topographic maps. There we go. Rise of a run. He's getting it.
There was a 3D topographic map at the showing I went to.
Yep.
And the friend I was with just was like, okay, you think you know so much about,
here we
architecture.
Go.
What's this? I mean, that's a topographic map.
Anyway, well.
And she's going, yeah.
blow me down.
Look at you. Look at you.
Okay.
Some geography teacher taught you well.
It's general knowledge. I'm good at general knowledge. Not just geography, but like if we do trivia, because I grew up playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
I love Trivial Pursuit. It's one of my favorite games. I wish we
knew that before this podcast.
Yeah, we will come up with some questions.
You know what we should do? Yeah. You know, we work with Maroon, you know, Anthony Maroon. Yeah, he does trivia nights down at Newtown.
Really?
So we should form a team on a Thursday night and go down and do trivia with Maroon.
Hopeless. I'm absolutely hopeless at trivia. I'm really,
you're a teacher.
Really bad.
You get facts for a living.
Yeah.
Learn.
I just teach from the textbook, mate. I'm one of those guys. Textbook video, there we go.
So you're a law student. Oh. Open book.
Open book. There we go.
All of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
Law students.
Really?
Every test is open book.
That's pretty cool. That's like
lawyer if I want.
Can I go do the bar exam now?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, go for
it. Sweet. All right. Just check
open
it.
Open a book?
Yeah, because I mean, if it's open book, I can do it, right?
It is.
Because anyone can do that.
It's cop out.
Yeah.
I mean,
lawyers.
I mean, you probably got to know stuff as well.
Lawyers.
They don't.
No, you don't. No. You'll just need to know how to be an arsehole.
Look at you.
Buzzing.
And I'm not the only one.
Buzzing.
Oh, come on, Snitch.
We're the only one here who doesn't like lawyers.
We love lawyers, Snitch. They get us out of trouble all the time.
Like the most hated.
I wanted to be a lawyer as a child.
Well, that's awkward.
I did.
Oh, cool.
Until you found out that they're assholes.
I did law at school.
Yeah.
And I was very good at law.
Legal studies?
Yeah. I did legal studies. Yeah. So if you ever need representation, I can't help you.
Could you point us in the right direction?
I know what a law building sort of looks like. I can point you to one. But it got depressing.
Yeah.
I didn't want to deal with that sort of stuff all my life.
It's hard stuff. Yeah. It's a hard job.
Pretty rough. I mean, it doesn't really matter what part of law you're in. If you're in family law, that's super depressing.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to do that. And my job now is I watch Merrick make jokes for a couple of hours and then I go and listen to the football.
Yes.
And I push buttons in the middle of it.
It's not bad.
That's my job at the moment.
That's an awesome, sweet job.
Well, speaking
better
about
law
occupations.
Yeah.
I suppose you could count you being a musician as an occupation as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been doing that since I was 13.
13.
Oh, wow, so you've been working it for a while.
I have.
13 as in you started learning guitar at 13 or you started performing at 13?
Started performing at 13, yeah.
Rock and roll.
Playing in, my very first band was called Mirthful Mind and we were all 13. I played drums back then because I'm a drummer by trade. I did drums for the HSC and everything.
Okay.
And yeah, we started just playing like at primary schools and stuff like that for kids and it was good. I really enjoyed. Music is my passion. It's my main passion. If I could do anything with my life, it would be, you know, tour and play music and play festivals and.
Well, you're in a band, Dukes of York.
Ghosts of York.
Oh, Ghosts of York. Close. Get it right, Snitch.
I mean, you have the CD. You look at the
album.
Cover.
I've got the EP download on my iPhone.
And
I always get that wrong. Sorry,
it is
Ghosts of York.
That's what Maroon, and Maroon can never get it right. Maroon we work with. I think yesterday he called us the Brothers of Glen.
Oh, man.
That's a fantastic name, though.
That's not right.
I do like Ghosts of York, though.
Thank you. We're writing again. We just, we took like 9 months off because one of us was pregnant.
There was
a pregnancy.
That happens.
There wasn't. Okay. 9 months is a lot of time for a pregnancy.
Yeah, yep. I just got that.
I'm lost.
It very rarely happens that the joke goes over both of our heads, but that did.
Everyone was working. Everyone started working, like proper jobs.
All right.
And we just, lost track of time.
But you're back into it now, aren't you?
We are, yeah. Yep. Buying musical equipment, all these sounds, and we're writing all these songs, and we're playing... We come down to a show. We're playing on the 18th of April.
Yeah, so where at?
If you're listening to this after the 18th of April, we have already played.
And they were fantastic.
And Snitch and Linz's minds have been blown.
Oh,
unbelievable.
It's down at Bondi, the Beach Road Hotel.
Beach Road Hotel?
Beach Road Hotel.
Triple J. No, well.
Triple J on Earth Night. So
oh, really?
Fun. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be awesome.
Sweet.
It's also, that'd be great.
There'll be a whole bunch of bands on.
Yeah.
Oh, like all up and comers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They should get on down.
Good bands.
Good fun.
I'm down.
So just again, what date and what time? And where at?
18th of April.
Yep.
At, in the evening.
Okay.
In the evening time.
When the no sun is not up.
Yeah, come after 7. We'll be on after 7 at some point. Bondi Beach Road Hotel. It'll be great.
Oh, cool. I think school holidays is that time? So I'll be there.
You get holidays. That's
I get
fun.
School
that's
holidays.
Fun for you, Lindsay. I haven't had a holiday since 2010. That's a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
True story,
Dick.
Huh?
Well, sorry.
You
it's just the industry
asshole.
That we chose, isn't it?
Well,
you get to listen to the footy, I get to teach crappy kids.
I get to teach crappy kids. Well, I hope they're listening.
No, they're actually pretty sweet. They're pretty nice.
No, shut up, Lindsay. I like you, children.
Backpedal.
I will teach you the ways of the world. I can teach you law. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I can teach you big words.
Here's all the only thing you need to know about law. It's great fun.
It's great. And I'll give you a book you can teach yourself.
Yeah.
You go to the exams with the book. It'll be good.
Yeah.
That's how you teach them.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So you said you started on drums, but you now play bass. Is that right?
My dad plays bass. He was a musician when he was younger.
All right.
And he played in all these bands and he had all the equipment. And my friend Kerrod, who drums, his name's Kerrod.
Kerrod.
It's an odd name, isn't it?
That's a different name.
It is a different
name. I've heard of Jared, but Kerrod. Like Kerry and Jared.
One time we were at a bar one night and a girl legitimately thought his name was Carrot.
Does he have red hair? Let's be honest. No, okay. No.
But she was calling him Carrot all night.
Oh my goodness.
It was close to the greatest night of all time.
That's Carrot. Fantastic. I can't let it go. I kind of want to call my kid Carrot now. Or... Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I like Carrot as a name.
It's actually not bad. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Carrot.
It rolls off the tongue better than Kerrod does.
Very close to Kerrod. Yeah. And yeah, well, he's a drummer as well. And one of us had to play drums. We can't both play drums. I mean, there's some bands that do, but we're not that sort of band.
Hey, okay, let's put this down the wire.
Yeah.
Who's better out of the two of you?
You are. Yes. You are.
No. Okay, I will say this.
Yeah.
Here I will say this. Yes. And he's probably going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I beat him in the HSC by a couple of marks. I got 91. Yep. He got 80, very high 80s. I think he got near 90 as well. But now he is one of the best drummers I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Okay.
He's far surpassed me at drumming.
Oh, I thought you were going to say best drummers that you've ever seen, 2% below you.
No, not at all. No, I can be very humble. He's incredible.
So him coming second probably motivated him to be a better drummer than you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Also, I stopped playing.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's going to take its toll too.
But I mean, he'd still be better than me anyway because he's just
taken off.
Oh, he's great.
Taking off. Cool.
Now, so that's quite an endorsement for Kerrod. I hope he listens to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Good on Kerrod.
Yeah, you could, it's a whole endorsement for your band as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you guys been recording recently as well?
Not of late. I mean, we recorded our album. We're still very proud of that, and we like that. You can buy it.
We haven't actually mentioned what kind of genre of music you play.
I don't know. It's very hard. A lot of people class us when we were starting in that sort of indie genre, but that's such a cop out.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as indie. It's sort of alternative, because it's a bit heavy, but it's a little bit. It's sounding very dark and tropical at the moment.
Yeah.
If you can, so that's
dark
the sort
and
of,
tropical.
That's sort of,
what's tropical?
I don't know what it is about.
Like a lot of percussion and a lot of reverb and high sort of sounding guitars and.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's about the sound of your band, but for some reason I think of mountains when I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think of mountains a lot.
Scenery.
Or maybe it's because one of your songs might have mountains in the title as well.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember writing a song about mountains.
Maybe that's...
I have no
idea.
I think it's
on the album cover. I think there's mountains on
there
the album
cover.
Okay, there we go. There we
I'm
go.
A very visual guy.
It is, yeah.
What's your inspiration for the band? Like, what kind of music do you listen to and love and you bring to your...
That's a very good question.
If your band wanted to be associated with anyone, who would it be?
Yes, that's a good question.
Personally, I can't talk for the other guys, but I love Foals.
Foals?
Yeah.
Man, they are up and comers, huh?
They are a great band. I've loved them for many a year, and I get a lot of inspiration from them. But I mean, I grew up listening to music because Dad, you know, was a musician, and it's just a lot of eclectic shit, to be honest. Like,
okay.
I grew up listening to, Matchbox 20's first album. I had that.
Oh, yeah.
There was a band called Roachford. You ever heard of Roachford?
I have heard of it, but
I
can't.
That name, yeah.
Very, like, soul-orientated.
Are they 80s, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was, like, soul rock. It was wicked. I love Roachford. And, you know, Cold Chisel and the Eagles.
Yep.
And Fleetwood Mac are one of my favorite bands.
Rumours, great album.
Album.
And Tusk. Don't forget about Tusk.
I didn't care for Tusk.
Oh, played it in its entirety. I'm sorry.
You're living wrong. There's a lot of bands that I love. And you know, I like flicking through the radio. It's very old school, but I like flicking through radio and finding new stuff. And Triple J on Earth is a great site for doing that as well. And
anyone who you're listening to at the moment?
At the moment?
Or one song that just really got you going at the moment.
One song at the moment.
One song that just gets you rock hard.
One song for me at the moment is, you heard that song, Breathing Underwater by Metric?
No.
It's really sick.
Oh, actually, yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Metric. I need to come around to Metric.
Neither am I. I just love that one song, but I just really think it's an awesome song. I was listening to it. I heard it on Triple J, and then 2 weeks later, I was still singing it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a really cool song.
It is good.
So is there a song like that at the moment that you're kind of really into?
Can I just answer? It's probably Nicki Minaj's latest. Yes, let's be honest. Minaj. Yeah,
it's close. You know, you know, when Nicki Minaj came out, I didn't jump on board, but I was like, yeah, I can see it. And now, and now I can't see it.
No one sees it.
No one sees it. But like, she was doing that like "Moment for Life" song, and then she had that other.
It's changed pretty dramatically now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Unless she released this song, I think it changed. I saw it on Graham Norton, and she released this song called "Bees in the Trap."
What? I don't understand
the
that song.
Fuck
at all.
Is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
No one knows.
I was watching it with mum because me and mum watch Graham Norton together.
Oh well, that's actually funny enough. I watch it with my mum.
And I'm pretty sure. And
you guys
I'm
weird, mama boys.
And I'm pretty sure we both went at the same time. The fuck? That's not a song. Why the bees in the trap?
Yeah,
who knows.
I don't understand many of her songs, but that's probably the pinnacle of.
I don't get the metaphor. I don't know what the bees are.
I feel like every metaphor with Nicki Minaj has got something to do with the vagina. I don't know. She's very vagina centric. I don't know why it is, but yeah.
I don't care for that.
No.
I care
for vagina.
had to clear that one up.
I don't care for how often she references hers.
So you're telling me that most of your songs don't just revolve around vagina? A couple of them do, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Most of the songs I write just about one girl.
Oh.
Well, the first album was. It was sort of like a missed opportunity.
He's opening Pandora's box here.
It was sort of a missed opportunity. And I still, you know, when I can't think of anything to write, I still write about that because it was very visceral that moment in my life. Now it's sort of, I don't know what I write about now. It depends. Mm. It depends on how you're feeling, your mood.
Yeah, write about us.
You should write about
Nah.
I could. That could be something I do.
I don't like to say that we're great, but we're pretty inspirational. Yeah. A lot of people have come in here and walked out and gone, woof, feel like I make some art now.
I like you guys. Yeah. I think I love this podcast. It's a great podcast. Well, not just because I'm on it.
Yeah.
You're just saying that.
Well, you know, it's
regularly.
It's second time, you know. There's not too many second guests we've had. Actually, there is quite a few.
Yeah.
We don't know that many people.
But I appreciate it. It's fun. It's good fun.
Well, but we should skip to...
Yes, a little bit
serious
of
section.
Yeah, serious wheel time.
Serious wheel.
How about we spin the serious wheel?
Let's spin it.
Okay, we're not gonna explain, Brendan, what it is. But
we've got to explain the serious wheel.
Okay,
so we have a wheel of serious questions that we have right here.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
And we like to spin it on occasion at the end of the podcast. And just ask something that, you know, that comes up. There's a lot of things in the wheel. There's relationships. There's family.
Don't ask me about relationships.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing's doing.
Well, look, you can't tell where the wheel's gonna land.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Let's spin the wheel. Now, Lindsay, spin it.
Be kind to me, wheel.
Oh, and it's landed on fears.
Fears.
Fears. So your biggest fear?
Greatest.
Greatest fear. Now, I can, you know, warm the waters if you want. I've got a greatest fear that I've just realized I have.
Okay.
You know when you go to an RSL and...
This is a great start
because I'm not 70.
Okay, go to a club or something. Yeah, okay. You order something and they give you the little beeper.
Yeah.
And then you don't lose the beeper. Obviously, that's another fear.
Hell, is this your greatest fear?
This is my greatest fear. Anyway, you go to pick up your food.
Because I thought this was serious. Because I was going to
This is my serious fear. And you collect your food on the tray. My biggest fear is tripping and spilling that food because I've waited so long for that food.
You've got nothing wrong in your life.
That is my biggest fear. I'm going to drop the food.
Has anybody noticed that RSL and Bieber had nothing to do with the food?
No.
You could have just said, you know, when you're holding food in a tray, I don't want to drop that food.
I just had to set the scene so people can relate.
I thought you were going to say, you know, when you're at RSL and you get the beeper, my worst fear is when someone like stabs you in the head when that happens.
I don't know. Okay, what's your biggest fear?
That's so unrelatable.
That is the worst fear ever.
I think it's an awesome fear.
No, it's not unrelatable. It's just shit.
No, how is that a shit fear? That's a genuine fear that you're going to drop your food that you've been waiting for so long.
What's the worst that can happen then?
You have to order it again and wait it all out.
How's that? Brendan, I'm
going to bring it way down with my. What's your fear? Can you set a darker tone?
Set a much darker tone.
Yeah. Okay.
My worst fear is extremely deep water and being trapped in extremely deep water.
Don't you
hate that?
Fearful.
It is. the worst. I can't even think about it. It's just the worst thing ever.
That is.
Also, I have a very specific fear as well. And I'll say it very quickly. It's getting stuck upside down in a drain and the drain filling up with water past your head.
Oh, dude.
That's pretty scary.
So specific and creepy.
Yeah, and like I can't even think about that without like...
No, that's my greatest fear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your greatest fear though?
What's your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is never falling in love.
I don't
love it. Well, I mean,
I thought you said you didn't want to talk about relationships.
Huh? No, that's my greatest fear.
Okay. Really? Wow,
that's my greatest fear.
Is that genuinely your greatest fear?
Not falling in love
and like dying alone. I don't want to do that. That's a fear.
You want to feel that connection with someone?
I don't know. I'm 22, and I know people have probably turned this off after I've said that.
Yeah,
but it's a genuine fear.
No, I'm quite interested.
I haven't had a relationship since I was 16. I mean, I've been on dates, but I'm very picky.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. You've got to be picky.
No, well, there's a point where you just go, no. Let's just go with this one.
Yeah. Let's give this a go for a bit.
Let's give it a go. And that's the thing. I don't give it a go, and I need to give it a go.
Well, can I ask since your last relationship was at 16?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So in terms of dating, how many dates have you been on with one person?
Three?
Three.
There's been multiple dates, and not in a slutty...
Yeah.
Sort of way.
Yeah, just so nice going out.
First date, let's have a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe three dates with one and then I was
like, and then you're like a bit fizzled?
A bit fizzled.
Okay,
a bit fizzled.
Just a bit fizzled.
Fizzled.
That's a pretty good word for it.
To use a term my grandmother would use. Yeah, a bit fizzled.
Just a bit fizzled.
Oh, sugar.
That's an interesting greatest fear.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I would not have expected that, but there you go.
You've got time.
Well,
you've got
time. Fucking wheel of seriousness. So I don't know what you want from me.
No. I'm not saying it's bad. I just
you know, I hate when I go to the RSL
and I drop my food. That is my biggest fear.
I just expected it to be more of like a scared fear. I suppose that's a scared fear. Like,
you want a scared fear?
One's a very physical one, but no, I'm not saying it was a bad thing.
No, if you want one, fine.
Okay, wasn't good enough for the wheel. The wheel demands more.
Just cut out what I said.
Yeah, we're gonna reject that.
Jerks. I don't care for sea urchins.
Okay.
One bit. I don't care.
Now you're just taking a piss.
I'm not. Like coupled with your fear of deep water, which is where they live. No, you know what?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I hate. You know what I hate?
And
it scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. It was seaweed.
Oh,
you hated seaweed.
It's not the seaweed. It's the unknown of the seaweed.
What's within
in the seaweed?
Okay,
when you're eight and you're in a lake that is just infested with seaweed.
And
it's as grey and murky as anything.
Yeah.
And I was because I used to go down to Lake Njola, and that's a bloody dirty lake.
Yeah,
there's seaweed everywhere, and if you got in the wrong section of the lake. Creep the shit out of me, and I'm still scared of seaweed to this day.
Let's go get sushi, guys.
I'll eat it. I'll eat it. I'll ingest it, and I'll.
He's coming down.
I'll ingest it, and I'll put it in my body.
Yeah.
Because I'm attacking the seaweed. That's me attacking
the
seaweed.
Okay, that's where you're getting
you
back.
Can't win.
So you hit it with a golf club or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but funnily enough, I can absolutely understand your fear of seaweed. Because in the Hawkesbury River as well, that's also infested with, it's not seaweed, but it's weeds.
Yeah, weeds. Yeah, really disgusting weeds. We went swimming there in Scouts one time.
Yeah, we did that as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, when I went to the Northern Territory, you can actually go swimming with barramundi.
Really?
In this giant pool, but the pool is filled with seaweed, right? So it is like seaweed, right? Which is bad enough on its own, but seaweed with giant fish swimming through it that nibble on your toes. Who wants to do that?
No, I can't handle that.
Yeah.
So can we generalize my fear and just say fear of the unknown?
Fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown.
Because that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you don't know what's going to happen.
That is scary.
It's terrifying. And I don't like it. Let's do that.
Yeah.
My greatest fear, Lindsay.
Yep, your greatest fear.
To answer your question at length.
Yep.
with several different fears. is fear of the unknown.
Okay.
This has taught us anything. Brendan has feared a lot of things.
Yeah.
I am scared of many things.
You're a scared individual.
Yeah, me too.
I am. I'm a scared individual. I'm a frightened rabbit.
Generalizing things. You've called him childish and you've called him scared.
A scared individual. If I was to be any of the Winnie the Pooh cast, I would be Piglet. I'm just frightened.
It's better than Eeyore.
He was a lazy
son of a
bitch.
He was just a depressed little so-and-so.
Agu was just Pooh.
Yeah, poo.
He was great.
He was loving life.
He was positive, loved a bit of honey, just wore a tiny t-shirt, whatever.
Wasn't Tigger the optimistic one?
Tigger was high on something. Yeah.
Rabbit was a pessimist.
I feel like they were all high on different drugs. I mean, like, Pooh was obviously just... taking on the old, what did you call it the other day?
The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. Yes. Toked on the devil's lettuce. Piglet was probably on some kind of
trip. He was on LSD.
Yeah, LSD. Maybe a bit of meth at the same time. You never know. Because that gave him like the paranoia.
Yeah.
And then Eeyore was just on antidepressants.
He was, wasn't he?
But speaking of, we went on the Winnie the Pooh ride in Disneyland recently.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest, trippiest ride I've ever been on.
Why?
Let's describe why we were on it. We went on Splash Mountain, right?
Yeah.
You know what Splash Mountain is.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes up the sides and stuff. We decided to do that on one of the coldest days in LA.
Rookie mistake.
We got soaked. We were wearing jeans, too.
No, we went on it twice, and then we were freezing, so we thought, well, let's go somewhere warm. There's nowhere warm to go in Disneyland except the Winnie the Pooh ride, so we went on it twice.
Yeah.
Just to dry off.
And it was it was Winnie the Pooh having a dream, and it was just multicolored, freaky kind of stuff happening.
Yeah.
What would you, like...
Every character had that thing. You know in cartoons when characters go crazy, they have those, like, all the different lines in their eyes?
Yeah, and they're, like, changing colors like that. Yeah. And Jack in the Box is springing out and getting you and stuff.
Why do they do that? Because essentially that ride, that's for children, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's meant to be.
Yeah, I mean,
why do they do that? Because that would freak you out if you're a kid.
We were freaked out.
Yeah, we freaked out and we were grown adults. That's a lot of LSD.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It might have had something to do with it, but I don't know.
No, anyway, check it out.
I don't like to point fingers.
Check it out.
Disneyland.
I've been to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Good fun?
I was a kid. Yeah. I think, did I go to Disneyland? Yeah, I did. And I went to Disneyland Paris, too. It's Disneyland in French.
Okay.
So is it good, Disneyland Paris? I heard shit.
Look, I was young. I bought a goofy hat. It was one of those hats where you put on, but the ears would come down.
Got the teeth at the front.
Yeah. I got a goofy hat. So, good day.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's not kind of shit.
Went to Disneyland Paris, got a goofy hat. Great day.
Great day. Didn't go on any rides, but, you know.
No. Actually, I went coupled with your story, I went on, I forget what character it was meant to be for, but it was a roller coaster in the dark.
Is that Space Mountain?
I don't know.
That's Space Mountain. If there's a roller coaster in the dark, that's Space Mountain.
But
that is Space Mountain, guys.
That is all sorts of dangerous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just...
Yeah. You know, someone's actually died on that in the one in LA. Yeah. Someone stood up or something and ended up dying.
Same with the roller coaster tycoon. Not roller coaster tycoon. The
train.
The train one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone died on that. Father and son.
Yeah.
Derailed. Killed them.
It's such a litigious situation because it's in the dark. You can't see what's happening.
Yeah.
You're gonna come out with a neck brace because dad's neck nearly broke because his body all over the place. You don't know where you're going. You can't see where you're going.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's meant to be the fun. The fun of the ride.
It's like the Scooby Doo ride in Queensland. That's a scary ride. Have you been on that?
No.
That's like it's pitch black and you're going backwards. Going.
Oh, that's the spooky coaster.
Yeah, the spooky coaster. It's messed up.
That's stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're just scared.
Get your act. No, I'm not scared, okay?
You're scared of the ride.
No, I am because it's unknown. I don't know what's coming.
That's what it is.
It's fear of the unknown. That's what it is. That's why I hate it.
We're back to it now.
Oh, everything's cyclical.
Let's do this. Let's hop in my car. We'll put a blindfold on you and I'll just speed around and turn corners.
No, but there's trust, Lindsay. Where there's trust, there's nothing unknown.
Okay,
well, there you go.
Fair enough.
Quote, Brendan Anakin, 2013.
He trusts Snitch and Linz. And what a beautiful...
Lint.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Well, sorry, right, Snitch. Yes.
I'm always trying to get his bloody name in there.
It's all right. We work together. We've got lots of time together to figure this out. Okay?
We'll work it out.
I
like working with you, Snitch.
Oh, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I enjoy working with you as well. When you're not in a cranky mood, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? What's this?
Someone ate a cranky pants. Cranky pants on the other day, didn't you?
Cranky pants? What happened?
Cranky. Just things not going right. I mean, it's like any job.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes things don't go right.
Work long hours. It's all right.
Yeah.
Everybody gets their cranky pants on sometimes.
Yeah, you've been cranky before.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Cranky most of the time.
Yeah.
Cranky Snitch.
It's like, come in, hey Snitch, how's it? And just things thrown at me.
Yeah.
Just bottles of Asian...
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
stuff that I buy downstairs.
Now
that
Snitch,
sounds really weird. Snitch. Okay. I'd like to clarify, that was bottles of like Japanese drinks I have downstairs.
Yeah, the green stuff. What's it called?
Oh, I can't remember.
Some sort of green tea. Snitchel, is it just sort of Asian women that you like, or is it the whole sort of Oriental culture?
I just enjoy other cultures in general, to be honest.
The
ones that aren't Australian, because I find that Australian culture is I don't know. It's very. It's a mix of all the others. So I like to kind of branch out and check out all the other ones as well.
It's multicultural.
Yeah, it's extremely multicultural. And I love different cultures, you know, Indian, Asian, whatever, African, wherever.
You love like African
Europe,
culture.
Yeah, like African culture.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think.
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'll give anything a go once. That's what I say. Yeah, and that goes for women.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but it's just kind of, that's my deal.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I just wanted to know.
Okay, we can finish on a question to me. How's that sound? It has been an absolute pleasure.
Important of you.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Well, you know, people want to know, apparently. So, yeah. That has been fantastic, Brendan.
That's it.
Thank you. Salafap.
We'll wind things up for the Salafap this week. We've Salafapped everywhere. The walls
are covered in.
Need a hose down.
Yeah, they do. We have fapped all over the place, haven't we?
I am tired and a little bit sleepy.
Does everyone know what the Salafap acronym is?
No. Some people think it's salad wrap.
Yeah. It's actually Snitch and Lins interview funny as people.
Do you hear that? I am funny as, apparently, funny according to this podcast. So thank you. Yeah.
No, thank you for coming on the show.
You be the judge. You can
put it on a plaque. We're happy to endorse it.
Do you give out plaques?
We can start.
Verbal contract. You've sort of made a promise.
Snitch made the contract.
Yeah, I'll give you my address later and
you will figure things out.
My name, of course.
We'll send the plaque before I spell it wrong, but
probably.
Oh, before we leave, your last name is one of the Star Wars character. Just wanted to get that out there.
And again, NNNAKIN.
Yep, that is.
He will bring balance to the radio.
Hey, and add me on Twitter too, because I'm funny on Twitter.
Actually, I do that.
What's Bannikin. B. Anakin.
B. Anakin.
Yeah. So Bannikin.
Bannikin.
My dad's name's Mark Anakin, and his name is Mannikin.
Mannikin.
So his nickname's been Mannikin. He's not on Twitter. You're not going to find that.
I was going to say. That's
but his nickname has always been Mannikin. How good's that?
That's pretty cool.
That's great.
Lindsay, your Twitter?
No, let's leave that. Let's gloss over that.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
You don't want to put your Twitter on our podcast.
It's Semperfi589.
Okay.
There we go.
Semperfi589 is a dick because he hasn't followed me yet.
Yeah,
well, I'll follow you right now.
I followed you months ago, Lindsay.
Yeah, I got
And you would have seen it, and you've just gone, nah, I'm going to borrow this guy.
Fuck him.
You know what, Brendan? Honestly, what do you expect from someone who uses their Xbox handle as their Twitter handle as well?
Okay?
What is Semperfi? Is that sort of like an Asian fish?
No.
It's Latin.
Sushi dish?
Yeah, it's Latin for Semper Fidelius.
What does it actually mean, though?
Always faithful, it actually means.
There you go.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
I only know Carpe Diem.
Seize the day.
Seize the day.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society. You know any Spanish?
Barcelona.
You got to roll the C. It's Barcelona.
Yeah,
Barcelona.
Yeah. You got to sound like Manuel from Fawlty Towers.
Oh, that's it.
Barcelona.
The only Spanish... This is the only Spanish you need to know, okay? I never studied Spanish. I studied German in school, but this is the only Spanish you need to know.
Right,
Donde esta la fiesta?
What's that?
Say it with me. Donde esta la fiesta?
La fiesta.
Where's the party at?
Oh, where's the party at?
That's all you got to know.
Donde
esta la fiesta?
Donde esta la fiesta?
Well, where's the party at, man?
Yeah.
Where's the party at?
And everyone will go, okay? Because that's probably not Spanish.
You speak in Portuguese, guys.
I can sing in Portuguese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sing for us.
Please, do.
This is David Bowie's Life on Mars in Portuguese. Just clearing my throat.
Sorry.
A little bit of song. Venga, me da sua lingua, en tu ve, e quero abraçar você. Se eu puder do sol, me na medida... Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is awesome.
And yeah was, of course, German for yes. At the end there.
Yeah.
Bilingual, trilingual, if you
Fantastic.
Will.
Fantastic.
If you count English, which is my native.
Now, we have very little time left, but how did you learn that?
I watched a movie called The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou by Wes Anderson. He's my favorite director. And there's a guy on it. His name's Siu George, and he does all these covers in Portuguese, all these David Bowie covers in Portuguese. So, I mean, it's very specific. But it's very good. Very good. And I'm not a big fan of Bowie.
Yeah. It's a bit weird kind of sometimes.
But I like when Portuguese men cover him.
That's a fantastic place to end.
Wow.
Friend, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you, Snitch. Thank you, Linz.
Thank you.